Hi, this is Lori McKay from the SMB Group, and today I'm talking to Ezekiel Steiner, who's the CEO of Acumatica. Acumatica is a pretty new vendor on the small and medium business application scene, and Acumatica provides cloud or software as a service and on-premise ERP financial software to help mid-sized businesses with things like financial accounting, distribution, and CRM. As I mentioned, it can be used either on-premise, hosted at a data center, or through the Acumatica Cloud Computing Service. And Acumatica's sales model, which is one of the things we really want to dig into a little here today, is totally 100% indirect through its SPAR partners. So, before we get started in digging down into that indirect sales model, Ezekiel, I'd like if you could just give us a little bit of background on Acumatica, about your value proposition, how you differentiate from other vendors in this space.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity. So Acumatica is, as you said, a relatively new vendor. I would stress relatively because, of course, traditional vendors have been in the market for, I don't know, 12, 15 years selling the same old application. Acumatica comes with a new approach, completely a cloud-based ERP solution, and we launched our solution last year. We released it last year, and we already have more than 60 resellers offering Acumatica worldwide and many, many implementations undergoing. So I would stress the relatively because we are already proven. So Acumatica actually differentiates from both traditional client-server solutions and pure SaaS solutions. And let me go a little bit deeper into that. So from traditional client-server solutions, we offer the opportunity for customers to use our web-based interface and derive all the benefits from a web-based interface, which are usually linked to integrating everyone in the company in the business processes, making sure that everyone that needs to receive real-time information gets that real-time information and to access the solution from anywhere in the world, therefore consolidating operations. From pure SaaS vendors, we differentiate ourselves by offering the freedom of the customer to deploy the solution wherever the customer wants or needs, mm-hmm. being that on-premise using our SaaS offering or at a hosted offering with the hosting service provider or cloud provider that they choose. Mm-hmm. And then if at a certain point the customer feels the need to move from one deployment to a different one, Acumatica can be transparently moved between deployment options. So mm-hmm. that gives the customer the freedom to move from different options as the customer feels it needs to and avoids locking with a single SaaS vendor. And of course, the ownership of the data, which is very important for some customers too.
Yeah, why did you think it would be a good time to launch this new solution? You know, it's pretty kind of a down market right now for a lot of ERP financial vendors. What kind of made you guys feel like, well, we can do something a little different or better or whatever?
Well, Acumatica actually, actual value proposition, it's very good for this market. We do offer all the monthly subscription payments of a SaaS vendor. And at the same time, we offer a solution that lets the customer cut costs and improve productivity, which is very important right now. I mean, right now when the economy is starting to pick up, a lot of customers are not ready to start hiring again, but they see an improvement in their business, and so they need to cope with that increased demand. And so by using Acumatica, they actually can improve productivity a lot by using our automation of our business processes and therefore seize the opportunity in the market without having to hire more people. So mm-hmm. in general, Acumatica is a very good solution to improve productivity and of course, reduce costs at the same time.
So, you know, that kind of segues into the final question I had before we get into the channel model, which is about the pricing, you know, what kind of pricing the solution has. And also, you know, mid-market is who you're targeting, but that has a lot of different definitions. So you could give us a little bit of clarification around the target customer, you know, who's just like the ideal sweet spot for you, as well as the pricing model. That would be great.
So let me start with the pricing model. And Acumatica is fairly unique in the sense that we don't price per user as the majority of the other ERP vendors for the mid-market. We priced our solution based on the servers. So if you install Acumatica in one server with, I don't know, two CPUs, you get a pricing, and you can actually have as many users as you want in that server running Acumatica. And so that allows a customer basically to add everyone in this organization to the business processes that are automated by Acumatica without having to think if I have to pay for this new user or not. And so it gives the freedom to the customer to add new users to the system. And so Acumatica is basically offered both in the license model, traditional license model, and subscription, basically monthly subscription and yearly subscriptions. So the target market that we're going after are, like you all said, mid-sized companies. And by mid-sized companies, we understand any company that actually has a significantly complex business and financial processes and operation that requires more than just a low-end accounting package, but it is not as large that can afford a $1 million SAP implementation.
Yeah, so there's probably a lot of those companies out there that can't afford that $1 million implementation, it's fair to say.
Yeah, definitely there are. Acumatica is excellent for global companies with global operations because we manage multi-currency and the system can be accessed from anywhere in the world. We manage multiple tax structures and multiple reporting requirements. So it's an excellent solution for global companies, and today SMBs are going global more and more, having business operations outside the United States, and definitely selling outside the United States. So we are definitely a great solution for them.
Okay, well that gives us some really good context to get into Acumatica's channel program, which is really, you know, something that caught my eye, the fact that it's 100% indirect sales model. Can you tell us, you know, how the partner model is structured and also, you know, some of the details on the programs you have for partners like training and tech support, sales support, that kind of thing?
Sure. So our partner program is very innovative in the sense that we are the first ones that try to consolidate a program that includes both traditional licensing and software as a service offering in a seamless program that a partner can adopt without having to change its existing business model. What we do here is we combine our SaaS and on-premise offerings in a only one discount structure and only one set of benefits and requirements for the partner. The company overall, Acumatica, is, like you said, it's 100% indirect sales, and therefore all our operations are around the value-added reseller. All our operations are thought out and implemented so that we are here for the value reseller to make sure that the value reseller has all the resources to be successful. I mean, marketing, our support, professional services, even the development of our solution is thought out from the point of view of the value reseller. how the value, how easy it's going to be for the value reseller to configure, customize, implement the solution to reduce the sell time for value resellers or the cost of sale to make it easy for the reseller to learn Acumatica. And so we make it very, very easy for them to adopt Acumatica as a new product in their portfolio.
Okay. And how has the channel program been working out? I mean, you mentioned, I think you have already 50 VARs plus on mm-hmm. board. You know, what kind of credentials, experience, et cetera, are you looking for in the VAR partners? And what are you finding out there?
Yeah. So the program is working extremely well. We are the only cloud ERP vendor that actually is 100% VAR-based, and therefore we don't compete with our value resellers. We don't have any inside sales and inside Salesforce, and therefore we've been very successful at recruiting VARs. Like I said, we have 60-plus resellers today, and we are adding more and more resellers as we see the need for them, and so that our resellers can be successful. I mean, we don't want to overcrowd the market. If it's not necessary for one market to have another reseller, we will not add it. So what we are looking for in a value reseller is basically someone that has experience working with SMB customers, that has experience in the ERP market, and that can understand a customer requirement and implement an ERP software, and actually act as a consultant for our customers.
What countries, Ezekiel, are you actively, you know, looking for partners and selling mm-hmm. in?
So right now, Acumatica is active in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
And also in Southeast Asia, in Indonesia, in the Philippines, in Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam. Mm. Those are the customers, the countries where we are active and therefore looking for resellers.
Okay. And you know, about how many end user customer accounts do you have today? I'm curious also how that splits out between customers deploying Acumatica on-premise and customers using the cloud version?
Yeah. So the split is around 50-50.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly that, but that's actually a good approximation. And we have 50 deployments worldwide, more or less, right now.
Did you see any, you know, trends in terms of
yeah.
cloud versus on-premise or you know, any differences that you would describe in terms of the customers that might select one model over another?
Mm-hmm. So SaaS is growing faster. That's the trend. I mean, so right now it's 50-50. A quarter ago, SaaS was less than 50%, probably 40. Mm-hmm. And so SaaS will become more and more important in our mix. The reason why a customer would choose software as a service over on-premise, it actually doesn't follow so far any kind of categorization, honestly. Some customers actually start looking at Acumatica from one side and then end up deploying on the other. So it is actually fairly variable, and it probably depends on how customer feels about all this thing of having the data remotely. So basically, you provide the customer with both value propositions, and then the customer decides what fits better for them. That's the magic of Acumatica, that the customer, it's not actually locked into one deployment model. I mean, they can start with a SaaS and then move to on-premise, or start on-premise and move to SaaS. So they feel that they can choose whatever they feel comfortable with today without having to think what they're going to do in the future.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another big differentiator for you, I think. I don't think there's too many vendors that in the ERP space that offer that choice of deployment model.
There are none. I mean, we are definitely the only ones.
Yeah, for the same exact solution. Of course,
Yeah,
there's some where there's
perfect.
got one online and one
Yeah,
on
exactly.
premise.
And of course, I mean, there are some in the CRM market specific, but
Right.
for an ERP solution, we are the only one.
Right. Now, we talked a little bit about the ERP market being kind of tight right now. I mean, are you seeing it loosening up, or, what are you seeing out there? And, what are you finding? Obviously, you're a newer company, so I'm curious to how, what you need to do to compete successfully against the more established players.
So what we need to do is actually fairly simple. We need to communicate, and we need to make sure that people hear a value proposition, because it's actually fairly good value proposition. So whenever someone hears about our value proposition, we're always in the short list of three vendors that they are going to consider for the ERP. So communicating our value proposition is right now the most important thing for Acumatica, since we have a very good story.
Well, Ezekiel, thank you so much for your time today and telling us a little bit about about Acumatica and the channel programs, and for joining us to share this information. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
The link as well, so you can post that too.
All right.
For potential channel partners that might be interested in kind of hearing a little bit about it.
All right.
Very fantastic.
Good. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Yes,
oh,
thank
you
all for
we
your
appreciate
time.
It. Bye.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.